Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to Higher Ground Financial Group radio show, riskfeestaxes.com. It's all about retirement, all about more information. So one of the things is, we're not here to sell you something. We're here to give you information, help you understand. There's different things. My name is Imran Rasby, and this is Daniel Rasby, my son. He's the tax attorney.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about different things. You know, people have this idea in their head that they got to save up a certain amount of money. They got to save up this, whatever the number is. In fact, a few years ago, there was a lot of advertisement about, what's your number? What's your number? And they're carrying out this big number.
Yes, and my number is $1 million. My number is $5 million. Once I get to this number, I'm ready. I can retire. It's all great.
And you know what we found is a lot of people, when they get to that number, well, they're still afraid to spend it.
Yeah.
You know, they've been saving them aggressively for their whole life, and they've achieved that number, whatever that number may be. And then they're like, I don't want to spend this. I worked so hard to get to this number. I don't want to take any money out of this number. I can't see it go down because I've worked for 30 years to get to this number.
You may believe $2 million or $3 million is your number, and you just saw your account balance cross that threshold. And
now you're so excited.
Like, well, what if the market drops below that? Now I won't have that anymore. Oh, no, I don't want to spend. I only want to spend, but never dip below this number. Okay, at some point, someone is going to spend this money.
Yeah.
I promise you, someone will spend it.
Either it's going to be you, your kids, your beneficiaries, or the government. Or a combination of
the last option is the worst, right? We don't want that. And I talk to people all the time that say, well, I don't really want to leave a huge legacy. My kids are doing well. They've got great educations. They got good jobs. They're making more money than I ever made, so they don't really need my money. That's true, but you still rather them keep it than the government, right? So whatever you can do to keep it in the family, or to your, if you don't want to give it to the kids specifically, you can give it to charity or whatever.
Or the generation skipping trust, or there's a just-in-case trust for grandkids or great-grandkids, because somebody down the line might have some trouble and need some help.
Exactly. But we run into this all the time. People have enough money, so we think anyway, but they don't think so. They're like, oh, I don't know. I still don't want to spend. And they have this mental condition called pathological saver.
And many of you could probably relate to that. You know, that your pathological saver, you've been saving for a long time and you just don't know anything else. This is what you do. This is your life. This is who you are.
And so, in fact, I just asked a guy, you know, this just somebody asked me, rather, on a call just a few days ago. He said he had all this money, more money than you're ever going to spend. And I mentioned that to him. I said, because you have more money than you're ever going to spend, we're focused on minimizing the taxes for your kids. And he said, well, what if I want to spend more? I mean, what would I spend it on? I don't even want to know what I would spend it on. I said, well, we can help you with that. We have some programs that give you some ideas and recommendations for what to do. And so we suggested some things like foundations you can start in and work in those and have his money do good as well. But also, even if he wants to spend it on more lifestyle type expenses, we talked about the cost of private travel. You could fly private at his asset level. It was something he never really considered, but now he can. Because he had a lot more money than he ever thought he'd have at this stage in life. But you have to switch your mindset from saving to spending if you're going to be able to make that transition successfully into retirement.
And there's different levels. For example, all my life I'd flown economy, all squished into these little seats. And tell you what, these seats have gotten smaller and smaller as I've gotten older. It's not that I've gained a lot of weight. It's just they've made the seats a lot smaller too. So, but then as I got more financially stable, my wife decided she didn't want to fly to Europe in an economy seat and be all cramped up and be in pain by the time she gets there. So we fly business class. You lie down, you get rested, you don't have as much jet lag. So those are things, small changes you can make. You don't have to actually, you know, buy your own jet or fly private or things like that. You can make small changes. But the idea is you're used to some things. You have a habit. And now maybe you need to take a look at maybe changing that habit to something different. It doesn't mean you just go nuts and spend all your money and 5 years later you're broke.
Right. And that's why you need to talk to us. Talk to and one of the unique things about Higher Ground is we meet with you, the retirement advisor and the tax attorney, at the same time. that, and our attorneys are client facing. They're not just some guy that puts out a report that sends it to you by mail and you can't talk to them. No, you can talk to us, get questions answered. But we develop a plan for you, a written income plan. Here's how much you can actually spend. Because it doesn't really matter how much you have, right? Let's say, Raz, you and I both retire in the same year, and you know, you have $3 million and I have $2.3 million or $2.2 million.
So which is going to last longer?
And which one's going to, I don't know. It depends on how we have it invested. What is it going to generate? The income is going to generate. I might have less money saved than you, but if I can get more spendable income, that's what's the ideal, right? So most people work on a 4% rule for retirement.
So let's go back to what is a 4% rule? You guys, some of you might have heard what a 4% rule is. Some don't know what 4% rule is. And actually, some people think it's actually a law, 4% law. And what that means is that's how much money you can actually spend once you get to retirement.
So if you have $2 million, 4% is $80,000.
But what if I've been earning 15 or 20% the last several years? Why is it only 4% if I'm earning so much?
Well, because the market doesn't always earn that, and it also has losses. And you never want to take a large withdrawal when the market's down.
So a lot of people think, well, you know, I'll just live off the interest. So if I make 15%, that's what I'm going to spend. But guess what? You make 15%, you spend that 15%, and then you have a loss. And you're used to spending that 15%. Now where are you going to get the money?
And now if you don't want to dip into principal, then you have no income that year. Or if you dip into principal, then you're eroding what you've worked so hard to save. And so it's not really efficient for withdrawals. And that's why even though the same economists that say the market has a long-term average of 8% or 10% or whatever, they will also say don't ever spend more than 4% in any given year.
So this is because of what's called sequence of returns risk. Mm-hmm. Okay. So about every 5 to 7 years, we have a market downturn, which is 20% or more. And it takes several years to get that money back. And in retirement, you don't have that time to wait. And when you're working, that's fine because you're buying it on sale, you're getting it, you're not spending it, so it's okay. So the 4% rule basically means that so long as you spend 4% or less each year of your assets, then that money will last at least 25 years.
Probably. That's the key. Probably. It's not a guarantee.
And what's the chances?
93%.
So think about it a different way. Let's say I get you on a plane and we're going to go. I got my private plane. I'm really good. I'm excited. I love this plane. I'm going to fly you to Italy. And I get on there and I say, hey, thanks for coming to me. We're going to go to Italy. Have a lot of fun, all these different things. But I just wanted to let you know, we have a 93% chance of landing today.
I would get off the plane.
Yeah,
many 93%, that's not good enough to gamble my whole life on.
But that's really what the 4% rule does. It gives you a 93% chance that at least 25 years from now, you'll have at least $1 left. Okay. And so you got to tweak it and work with it each year, seeing what the market is doing, all that stuff. So it's not just a set and forget it, but 4% is pretty close. All right. Now,
and if you retired 8 years ago, then you would have done really well with that. And you probably have a lot more money, even if you put out more than 4%.
Yeah.
You retired in 2008, you would have, we'd been completely out of money in just a few years, even with the 4% rule.
Yeah.
So it depends entirely on what time you retire and when the market crashes come.
And that's what we're talking about, sequence of returns risk. We don't know when the market's going to drop. Okay. Some people are saying it's going to drop this year. There's a lot of indicators. In fact, Bank of America announced that a sell order for equities because they feel there's 70% chance that they're going to go into a bear market. So these things can really impact, but we don't know. And because we don't know, we have to be careful. And that's one reason people freeze up and become pathological savers and don't want to spend money.
You need an income plan. And there are income plans we can develop for you. And some of them actually have protections and guarantees. So you know that you will have this income every month or every year for the rest of your life. And some of them are still based on some uncertainties, but they have a lot more potential of income than you would have with the 4% rule.
And there's different rules based on what you're looking to do. If you don't want to leave money to somebody, let's say your kids are doing fine, they have plenty of money, the grandparents already left the money. We've had all these situations happen. Do you want to spend your money? Well, have you ever thought of converting your money into a pension that you have income for the rest of your life? It's a job now. So instead of working for money, now the money is working for you. It's paying you that income for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. So there are definitely different strategies and depending on your situation. And as a fiduciary, and just a caveat, a fiduciary is somebody that has your best interest in mind, not just trying to do what they think is best, but really what is best for you based on what you want.
Right. And so it's important to talk to a fiduciary, talk to us, get your questions answered and get an actual written income plan, how to maximize the money that you've saved and get a spending plan so you don't worry about running out. You're not afraid to spend. You can stop being on this in this stuck position of
cycle.
A pathological saver. But don't look too much about, here's the number I have saved. I'm so glad I got to this number. Most of our clients, when they meet with us before they're retired, they find that they could actually retire several years sooner than they thought was possible.
Because, with more money.
Because the income is so much higher when you have the protections and guarantees. I know it seems ironic, it seems backwards almost, that when you take money out of the market, you can almost double your income. But it's true. If you're looking at the 4% rule compared to what the guaranteed interest rates you can get today, it's so much higher with a guarantee than it is with the potential of gains and also huge losses in the market.
With a guarantee, you actually change that to a 7% rule instead of 4%.
Exactly. So there are ways to really pull out 7% every year and never run out of money.
With the same math, same risk, same 93% chance. And some people say, well, 93% chance of success is not enough for me. I'd rather have a 100% chance of success.
So then you have the pension plans, and those are 100%. This is what we'll pay you every single month.
And it doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be a combination. It just depends on what's important to you. The whole idea is you got to have a plan, a strategy of what's going to happen. And some people, you're just stuck because this is what they've done over and over and over for the last 30 or 40 years, and they don't know what else to do. Well, you can't do what everybody else does because you're not what everybody else is. You're you, and you have your own needs, so you got to figure that out.
Exactly. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll talk to you and develop an income plan that gives you peace of mind that you know you're going to be able to spend this amount and never run out. And if legacy is part of your plan, you do want to leave a large legacy, then we don't want to sacrifice the legacy by just putting everything into a pension that goes away when you die. We want to supplement that with a legacy plan, and you should know exactly when you're going to get your kids are going to get the money and how much they're going to get and all that.
And we can carve off some. So for example, let's say you want to leave some money to the kids and you say, well, I want to leave at least $500,000 to the kids. Put that aside. Okay, well, what if we turn that $500,000 to $1.5 million and still let you spend the money? You know, there are ways. And you know, even at your current age, insurance, life insurance may be the most efficient way to transfer wealth outside of your state, tax-free, and you can spend the rest of your money and really enjoy it.
That gives a lot of people peace of mind. If the reason you're not spending is because you want to leave a large legacy, if you have a life insurance policy, that'll pay for the kids. And then you don't have to feel guilty. You can spend all of the other money down to zero during your lifetime, because when you die, the life insurance makes up for all of that and gives it to the kids.
I mean, the only catch is you have to be able to qualify. And some people say, well, I can't qualify. What about long-term care insurance? You don't want that to eat up all your money either. And that's another risk there.
And there's even some long-term care plans now that everyone is approved for.
Everyone?
Everybody. So there's ways to do it even without any underwriting at all. So talk to us. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.